From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks today about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile landed in the Sea of Japan in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang, which tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles last year at an unprecedented rate. In Seoul today, South Korea's unification ministry said the North continues to favor provocation. Ministry spokesman Jung Jun-hee, said North Korea still has not given up its ambition for becoming a nuclear state. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday that China opposes the launch. Russia's foreign ministry also expressed concern Monday about the missile launch. President Trump hosts Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House for talks today that are expected to include the launch of a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs. Not on the public agenda, but is likely being discussed, are economic issues, including trade. Mr. Trump said he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. In a report released Monday, Human Rights Watch accused Pakistan and the United Nations Refugee Agency of complicity in promoting unlawful and coerced repatriation of tens of thousands of Afghan refugees.
When you create conditions, as was the case in Pakistan, where people feel they have no choice but to leave, where their lives have become intolerable because of constant abuse, and being forced to pay bribes, then it's tantamount to forcing people across the border.
That's Human Rights Watch senior researcher Patricia Gossman. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of protesters rallied in about 20 Mexican cities Sunday, denouncing U.S. President Donald Trump's plans to build a border wall. Mexico fears the U.S. president's policies could send Latin America's second biggest economy into crisis. The protesters also denounced their own president, Enrique Peña Nieto, as a weak leader who has presided over rampant corruption and violence in the country. UN Security Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said Monday he regrets the U.S. rejection of his pick to be the world body's next envoy to Libya. He called former Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad the right person for the right job at the right time. The United States blocked Fayyad's appointment Friday, with U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, saying in a letter the U.S. was, in her words, disappointed by the choice of Fayyad. Libya has struggled for political stability since the 2011 overthrow of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. A Libyan judge, and make that a Kenyan judge, has jailed officials of a national doctors' union for a month because of an ongoing strike.
I think the judgment was not fair because I believe it was a legal strike. The only thing is that there has not been any, you know, the negotiations has hit a rock. And at the end of it all, for me, it is not right, it's not fair. You cannot put them in because they had a right to get out and actually fight for their rights.
The public hospital doctors are seeking better pay and working conditions. Kenyan university lecturers are also on strike over pay. These strikes are the latest test for President Uhuru Kenyatta, who will be seeking a second term in a few months. Authorities in Pakistan have reported that a bomb explosion at a protest rally in Lahore Monday killed seven people and wounding dozens more. Pakistan police say the blast occurred when a man on a motorcycle rammed into the crowd of hundreds of pharmacists who were protesting against new amendments to a law governing drug sales. A Taliban faction reportedly has claimed responsibility for that attack. And the leader of Peru has asked President Trump to deport former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo, sought in Peru on suspicion of taking bribes as part of a regional corruption scandal. Peru says it believes Toledo is in the area of San Francisco, California, in the U.S. And Adele's song Hello won the Song of the Year prize at the annual Grammys in the U.S. last night. Chance the Rapper was named the Best Artist. Beyonce won the Grammy for the Best Urban Contemporary Album for Lemonade. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.